And you are listening to EAA Radio. This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And this is the Air Traffic Control Hour.
Uh-oh. I don't know a thing about this.
Does that mean it takes them an hour to control traffic every time?
You know what it is? These are the people that control all those stoplights that we see in the clouds.
You know...
No, we're the guys with the orange wands out there.
Oh, the orange wands and those...
We haven't got up to the lights yet.
Uh-oh. How about a couple of lighters?
Jeez, it could be worse. You know, the technology is rapidly evolving, and they've just gotten to the marker and whiteboard stage, I understand.
I also understand the gentleman landed on the highway.
Yes.
You said AT6, blah, 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 cleared to land, turn right, exit 35, go 3 miles down to the gas station.
Well, technically, it was clear to land any runway, but, well, any piece of real estate.
It had white lines in the middle
of
it.
That's right.
That's close enough.
He did get a police escort, too, I understand. So we're talking to Bob Knowles here and Danny A.B. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to learn all about air traffic control.
Well, we're going to talk about modernizing the system. There's been so much talk over the last 50, 60, 70 years about how air traffic control is overloaded.
It all started
too many airplanes, not enough room.
It all started the day after the Wright brothers learned to fly.
Exactly. There was pretty soon there was somebody out there telling them to land.
But I'm afraid you guys picked the wrong people to talk about modernization, though, because we're still pretty much back in the Stone Age.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, come on. How Stone Age can you be with all this modern technology?
Hey, they're standing
around
in the middle of a runway waving sticks.
Well, at least they didn't get run over. That's what used to happen.
Oh, well, they move pretty quick these days.
That's right. That's part of the initial screen, yes. Is you have to be nimble.
Yeah, there's a propeller coming at you. How fast can you move?
That's right.
And right now, Mel is having a cow.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
tell you.
The lady that's supposed to be here. But anyway, she's on her way.
She's on her way.
Well, let's shift gears. Let's talk about what you are familiar with. You say you've been out here on the runways at Oshkosh.
Yes,
directing.
I have. Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's a lot of fun. It really is. It's a lot of teamwork, but you got to keep your head on a swivel.
I imagine so.
As soon as you turn your back and you're not looking, something bad's going to happen.
Well, there's mean like bird poop on you or something? Or
well, that pretty much runs the gamut, yeah. Well, you Between know, that and propellers.
Yeah, propellers.
Propellers, jet exhaust, jet intakes. You've really got to be paying attention. We've been watching.
Well, they're not supposed to be that close to the airplane.
Well, the thing is, we're right out by where one of the cross taxiways is the main runway.
I thought you were referring to that, like this is full service air traffic control. They wipe your windshield for you, check the oil.
On our brakes.
Yeah,
on your brakes.
With our tip cup.
Yeah, we work for tip. We'll control traffic for food.
But anyway, they're sitting out there, and there's people talking to them on the radio, but there's also a ground crew that's out there as well that are manually stopping aircraft. I know if they pull over into the ramp area here, what they do is, you know, there's some fool out there with sticks, and, you know, he's there. When he crosses his arms, he's hoping fervently the pilot grabs his brakes.
But that's not these guys.
No.
These guys are in the pink shirts. There's mm-hmm. They say go or not go.
But there's pink shirts out there as well, out there on the
runway. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're once they turn off the runway, that's aircraft and flight line that does that.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's not them.
Wow, I learn something new every day.
That's right. They're the ones that say, land on the orange dot.
Well, now
into the grass and follow the EA flagman, please.
There's
somebody right behind you.
But outside of working here at Oshkosh, you also have a regular air traffic
day job. Yes,
day job.
Yeah,
that's a shame, isn't it?
And
not for long, though.
Uh oh,
somebody's getting close to retirement.
Yes. Are you saying that's coming closer as a result of this interview?
Don's been working on me.
Well, how many years have you been working in air traffic control?
All total since about 30 years.
So there's been modernizations over that period of time as well. You've gone from vacuum tubes to transistors.
I'm seeing a blank look, and that's not good.
Well, yes, we did. We have modernized some. It was 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, we finally got away from the old rotary dial phones.
Oh, jeez.
Part of our training program was when we'd get new kids in, it's like, what is this? And then they'd start putting their holes in the...
Are you
their
serious?
Fingers in the holes.
I can believe this.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. They'd put their fingers in the hole to try to, like, pushing a button.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That's not how it works. Here we go.
Yeah. I have an old soda machine at home, and no, the kids can never figure out how to get a soda out of the darn thing.
Well, Bob, you're working out of the Evansville.
Evansville, Indiana. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's actually not far from here at all. What are you doing there at Evansville? What is your primary duties?
It's an up-down facility. We have a tower cab, and we also have a TRACON. And so we run the airspace from 10,000 feet down to the surface to about 50, 55 miles all around Evansville.
Okay. That's a pretty sizable chunk of land.
It is. We butt up with three other approach controls and three centers and numerous sectors, so it keeps us busy.
I imagine that there's a lot of communication going on between you at Evansville and those three other approach areas.
Yes, there is. And it can get very hectic sometimes.
Do you see increases in traffic during, say, holiday weekends?
Oh, yes, definitely. During race day, the race up at Indianapolis, we get a lot of people coming through there for the Kentucky Derby. And like you said, holidays and things like that. People come to Oshkosh, we get a whole bunch of people coming through there.
So there's several times a year when you're experiencing what you might call a heavy traffic situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It does get, people think that the sky, it's big, it's not that crowded. And
the big sky theory, yeah.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work anymore. there's a lot of stuff going on in the air at the time. And, it's going to get worse. And one of the things that everybody's concerned about is with the FAA, how are we going to step up our interactions with pilots? How are we going to make sure that everybody gets to where they want to go without banging into each other?
Well, the biggest problem is we need more voices and more eyes.
Seeing a void works well.
Yeah. 33,000 feet, you're looking for an airplane, and it's a dot in the sky, literally.
Yeah, coming at you at 500 miles an hour, yeah.
And you're going at him 500 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Wake up, Ralph.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is we're just going to need more people because, talking with Don Brown the last couple of days, he's already retired.
He's
getting
been
ready.
Very interesting to talk to.
Oh, he is. I'm eligible, and any day now it could happen. And I don't know about Danny here, but...
Rub it in. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Guys, don't go anywhere. And this is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.